Alright folks, welcome back to the Frustration Furnace. Your daily dose of turning anger into action. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today we're diving headfirst into something near and dear to my heart. Cultivating positive relationships. Ever feel like navigating the world of people is like trying to untangle a giant ball of yarn? You know that feeling when you just want to throw your hands up and yell, "Is anyone even listening?" Dot quote. Well, I get it, trust me. But here's the thing. Strong, supportive relationships are the bedrock of our happiness and well-being. They provide us with love, encouragement, and a sense of belonging. And that, my friends, is priceless. So how do we build these amazing connections? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can supercharge your relationships. Number 1, practice active listening. This isn't just about hearing the words. It's about truly understanding what the other person is saying. Make eye contact, nod along, ask clarifying questions, and show genuine interest in their thoughts and feelings. It's like giving them a high five for sharing their world with you. Number 2, be vulnerable. Sharing your authentic self, your joys, fears, hopes, and dreams, creates a deeper connection. It's okay to let people see the real you, even the messy parts. Remember, vulnerability breeds trust, and trust is the glue that holds relationships together. Think of it like building a bridge. You need strong supports to make it last. Number 3, communicate clearly and effectively. Don't assume your partner, friend, or family member can read your mind. Express your needs and expectations openly and honestly. Use I statements instead of blaming you statements. For example, instead of saying, "You never listen," try, "I feel unheard when I don't get a response." It's all about framing things in a way that invites understanding and collaboration. Number 4, practice empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. A little empathy goes a long way in building bridges and fostering compassion. And finally, number 5, invest time and effort. Relationships take work, just like any other worthwhile endeavor. Make time for quality interactions, have meaningful conversations, go on dates, share experiences. Don't let life get in the way of nurturing your connections. Think of it like tending a garden. You need to water and care for it regularly to keep it thriving. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and her own personal goals. She feels constantly overwhelmed and often snaps at her husband, Mark, who's trying his best to support her. They're both exhausted and resentful, but they don't know how to break the cycle. See, Sarah and Mark are missing some of these key ingredients. Instead of actively listening to each other's struggles, they get caught up in their own frustrations. They haven't been vulnerable with each other lately, sharing their fears and anxieties. Communication has become strained and unproductive. And with both of them feeling overwhelmed, empathy takes a backseat. What if Sarah started practicing active listening? Instead of snapping at Mark when he suggests dinner plans, she could say, "I'm really stressed about work right now, but I appreciate you trying to plan something fun. How about we talk about it later?" That simple shift can make all the difference. Imagine them opening up to each other about their feelings, practicing empathy, and making time for quality interactions. The relationship could blossom into a source of strength and support instead of a constant battleground. So, my friends, remember these 5 key takeaways: active listening, vulnerability, clear communication, empathy, and consistent effort, and watch your relationships flourish. They're worth the investment, trust me. As always, thank you for joining me on the Frustration Furnace. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, hit us up on social media. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep turning that anger into action and building those incredible connections. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.